This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another regular check-in with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
I think there's a phrase which goes along the lines of you are what you eat. Elizabeth, I wondered, as we hear a lot about healthy and unhealthy eating, how does what we eat impact on our health?
Well, Toby, if you think about the human body, it is expecting good, nutritious food in order to function well and also keep us in good health. Now, what's happened in the last few years is we sometimes replace that nutritious food, which of course is all the macronutrients that the body needs. We seem to have replaced that with what we call junk food.
So, Elizabeth, are you saying that junk food doesn't have the same nutritional value then?
Yep, you're right, Toby. It's well known that a combination of fat, sugar and salt, often in this type of food, it's addictive. And because it's often lacking in the nutrition we need, we get hungrier more quickly. And of course, as you know, obesity is on the rise. But as well as the staple fat, sugar and salt, there are some chemicals present, maybe to enhance the flavour or to stabilise, preserve a food. And we don't know the long-term consequences of these substances. And of course, type 2 diabetes is also on the rise and particularly worrying in younger people. Now, fizzy drinks sometimes have sugar substitutes, which again could have health consequences if drunk in large quantities.
So what should we all be aiming for in a good diet then?
Well, first of all, can you substitute water for fizzy drinks? Now, even smoothies that we buy, they have a lot of sugar. Staple suggestions are dark green vegetables, maybe 3 to 4 times a week, whole grains, beans, lentils, fish, and other healthy fats such as avocados, nuts and seeds and berries. I mean, that's just a few things that we should maybe be thinking about as a base for our good diet.
And I'm probably guilty of this, but are we all probably eating a little bit too much?
I think portion sizes are definitely growing. There's probably an easy way to cut down just by using a smaller plate. I know it sounds a bit ridiculous, but that actually helps. And eating more vegetables and salad to fill you up.
Finally, what about preparing foods, Elizabeth? Are these new sort of air fryers a more healthy way of cooking, as they do seem to be very popular?
I think air frying is healthier than frying in oil. It cuts calories and has a lot less fat. But generally frying, it's not the best way to prepare food. Steaming, for example, is a good way to cook vegetables to retain as many nutrients as possible. And this is what I'm talking about, getting nutrients into the body. Obviously, people have different nutritional needs. And if you have an underlying health issue, so please seek advice to make sure the diet you're embarking on is the right one for you. Keep healthy.
Well, as always, some really helpful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if listeners would maybe like to contact you and ask for some advice, where can they go to find you?
All the W is elizabethroddick.com.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth, for chatting with me again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure, Toby.